any team, in any league, in any land in the world.
Listen, yeah. Welcome to the Real Pundits podcast. Real people, real topics, real conversation.
Okay, cool. What's happening, people? Welcome back to another episode of the Real Pundits podcast. If you haven't already, make sure you check out our last video. This week, we're back with the usual suspects. So we'll introduce the panel quickly. From my left to my right.
Your boy, Michael.
Your boy, Suave.
Bruh.
I'll step to the step.
And your co-host, Wesley, Mr. Cozy Club. Yeah, so today we're talking about the Euros coming up in the summer. Southgate's been given a lifeline, or should I say some of the players have been given a lifeline in the fact that he can now take 26 players. So what we're going to do, we're going to discuss who we think the 26 players should be and who the starting 11 should be in the tournament. So let's start off with goalkeepers. What are we saying for goalkeepers, man?
Dean Henderson.
Pickford goes.
Dean Henderson definitely goes.
Pope.
Okay, and out of... So, what about any others in contention or none in contention?
Forget Johnston.
Who else is there? England.
Shut up.
Because I'm hearing...
Hey, you know what, yeah?
Should we take Ramsdale?
No. Johnston's been good this season. Johnston's been good this season.
This guy's done.
Johnston's, for me, he's been good this season. So, we can't really like, discount him out. Like, we need to have
but still, out of the three we've mentioned, do you think he's even stepping realistically? He's not. He's not on levels, man.
So, you say, what, you're experiencing that?
Yeah, and...
Because a lot of people have been saying Pickford's, he's been a shambles lately. Is he even qualifying to go?
I think experience.
You see, because he's got experience. That's the reason why I think he'll go. But if it wasn't about experience, like, if Sam Johnson just had the same amount of experience as he did, Pickford would have gone.
It's all about, forget what Southgate does. It's all about what the real club is doing.
Yeah, I know.
We're taking... The thing is, I hear that, though. Like, Pickford's been shaky.
He's kind of come.
He's left to go.
He's packed, man.
But Freire was all like, I hear that. He has to go, though.
No,
he
doesn't
have to go. All right, but Dean Henderson, how many caps does he have?
Where's that? This season at United, he's proven why he should be the number one. I'm not disputing that, but I'm saying who goes, the freak.
I think Nick Pope is better than Jordan.
Yeah, all right, so that's two. You need one more. Who else is going? Ramsdale.
Give him a chance, he's the greediest, bro.
Pickford, Pope and Henderson. That's the three.
So out of the three, who's starting though?
Henderson, definitely.
Dean Henderson, I think, is most informed, but you got to remember Pickford, he's been the number one for a while. He has his moments where he's a bit erratic, but he's a good shot stopper. Good distribution.
Yeah, good distro for sure.
World Cup, he had a decent performance. So I think Southgate, the way Southgate thinks, I think he'll still opt to Pickford at the back.
Who's the first, do we know the first fixtures for England?
I think it's Croatia. Our first match is Croatia.
He would probably go for the experience. I see that Croatia made it to the final World Cup.
If it's between Pope and Henderson, for me, if it was between Pope and Pickford, I think we should go for Pope then.
We're talking about Henderson, bro.
No. Henderson obviously we want as a starter.
I feel like Pope is third.
Yeah, I feel like Pope's third.
No choice. Yeah.
Because he's like he kind of
ruins the play as well.
He's good on automatic team.
He's playing from the back is poor.
Yeah, I think that one that's clear. Henderson.
So Henderson, Pope, and Pickford, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, get onto the fence. So what we'll do is we'll do, because there's 26 men in the squad, we'll take 9 defenders, 8 midfielders. Quick maths. No, 9 midfielders, 9 defenders, and we'll take 5 attackers.
Okay.
Yeah? So with defenders now, let's start at left back, shall we?
Chile and Shaw.
You're done now.
They have to
go.
It's probably one of the easiest positions for England.
Yeah. So arguably Chilwell starts.
They're both solid, but Luke Shaw starts.
The thing is, I would have said Luke Shaw is being clear of Chilwell this year, but since Tuchel's come in, I don't know, Luke Shaw's...
David, are you hearing what he's going to...
Are you trying to say that?
See, I'm the least guy saying it. So I'm going to say it's Luke Shaw.
Would start over Luke Shaw, or are you saying it's just giving a little...
No, it's a competition. I don't think
it's a competition.
Hold on, hold on. Tell me something that Luke Shaw, like, Ben Chilwell does that Luke Shaw can't do.
Tell me something
that Shaw can do that Ben Chilwell can't.
Consistency. This season.
He's a better passer. He's quicker. Bro, he's a better defender. Everything.
Have you seen... I don't think he might watch
him. He's got a better shot.
Luke Shaw!
No, he doesn't. What's his name? Luke Shaw! I can't agree with that. It's consistency. Luke Shaw's better. It's consistent. Hey, bro, Chilwell, even before that, but anyway, that's not important, but what I'm saying is I think Luke Shaw is the first choice left back. But Chilwell's pushing for that position.
No, he's not pushing.
For me, Luke,
he's
pushing for that position. For me, Luke Shaw's about one-on-one defender, isn't he? He's about one-on-one.
He's there.
He's about one-on-one.
Okay, so we're taking nine defenders. So
right, can I say something about Chilwell? He's more reliable than Luke Shaw.
In terms of...
Right, every game, Luke Shaw's always going to give you at least 7 out of 10. Luke Shaw can have them. This season, not every game he's performed. He's been off.
I can't lie, I need you to explain to me what game was he off because this season Luke Shaw, this is the best season. Wait, you know when Luke Shaw turned off
when Alex Tillis came in. Before Alex Tillis, Luke Shaw was shaky.
That's irrelevant to what we're discussing.
But I'm saying Chilwell, since he's come Chelsea, since he's played
hey, hold on, he hasn't been starting, you know.
I know he hasn't been starting, but I'm saying every time he's played.
I never said he played every game. Since Tuchel came, every time he's played, he's actually given a good, solid performance.
Not outstanding, but not dead. He's given a solid performance.
I think, just putting it out there, if Chelsea win the Champions League, he'll be in for even more of a shot. Do you know what I mean?
They're winning the Champions League.
Anyway, that's a debate for another day. Yeah. So we agree, Luke Shaw, Chilwell.
City have Zinchenko.
And Benjamin Mendy that can't play football.
Literally,
he's building
Eric Garcia.
Bro, these are some casual takes, bro. Zinchenko's dead. But then we're not even talking about Chilwell.
Anyway, England. Let's keep it England.
Yeah.
Let's go centre back. So we've got to take four. I know Maguire. A couple of you man aren't fans of Maguire, but for me, he's the most important centre back we have.
He's first choice.
He's actually the best centre back.
And the reason I say him is because obviously 2018 World Cup's probably where he had properly established himself. When it comes to set pieces, his aerial threat, I think second to none really. And the way England play, we've discussed this before, but they're not going to play beautiful football. They're going to hoof the ball into the box or at set pieces, and I think he's vital to have there. Other centre-backs in contention, I'll just put some names out there and let me know who you think out of these. So we've got John Stones, we've got Mings, Connor Cody, Dyer. and there's obviously some outsiders, so like Konsa, Tomori, Joe Gomez, but obviously he's been injured. Out of them, what are we thinking?
I think
Johnny Stones.
Obviously,
John Stones. Mings.
I just think he's overrated. First of all, you watch him play, like he's built like he should be built like. When you know you look at him, he's built like a proper defender.
Yeah.
But he's not ball playing. He gets burnt by bad guys, and. I don't rate him.
I'll be real, there's no English defenders, I mean fullbacks that we have that actually, other than Gomez, that are quick. Like, all of them are
quick. Well, that's what I'm saying, you play Kyle Walker as a first centre back.
Fridge.
He's for real.
That's what I'm saying, you play Kyle Walker as a first centre back.
I think Kyle Walker will definitely be in the squad.
Kyle Walker Champions League, he was balling, man.
Remember we were
talking. Hey, listen, we got a City fan here. Please let us know about
he doesn't rate him. He doesn't rate him.
Why don't you rate Kyle Walker?
Kyle Walker's dead. He's been proven, he's showing it in a couple games, but let's be real, man, he gets skinned bare times. Look, he didn't win no I watched the game. He didn't do anything that special. He just looked decent. He's not great. He's not great.
What are we saying for Connor Cody?
No, 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 no.
That one was. Why not?
But the only reason why, I'll understand people taking him because we know Southgate's gonna play three at the back.
Three. He's been I don't think we'll play three.
See, that's a
the thing is, full centre back.
He's needy.
Who else would you take?
He's average.
Who would you take?
Cody.
He's average.
Put your striker
against Connor Cody.
No, oh. chill out.
You couldn't even do anything in the game on Saturday.
Oh. The video will come out.
anyway,
so let's not talk about your performance.
All I'm gonna say in Michael's defense is he did make that David sit on his bum.
And I did score.
You missed the penalty.
Did I score?
Fortunate that you.
I can play goals, man.
Okay, guys. When the video comes out, you see a guy in his blue shiny do rag for some reason. He doesn't even have blue hair, but you'll see him.
Absolutely fine.
You'll see him. I'll let you guys be the judge of who had a better performance.
Michael didn't even know his own position.
Anyway, lads, back onto the topic.
Sorry.
So, full centre back, who are we taking?
Who are the three?
So, we've got Stones, Maguire. Are we agreeing Mings?
Yeah, 100%.
We'll class Walker as a right back.
Okay, cool.
So, Mings, Maguire, Stones, full centre back. I saw you brought into the equation Dunk. Do you want to explain that?
Wait, Lewis Dunk? It's better than Tyrone Mings.
Tyrone Mings. You got to remember how Brighton play. Three giants at the back, and they just do a low block, inviting pressure, and just clear the ball out.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense.
I wasn't. Yeah, no. All right, cool. It's what you want to bring because I hear his argument. Lewis Dunk is more experienced than Mings.
Lewis Dunk is better than.
But why has Mings got more caps than him then?
Simple.
He plays for Brighton.
Exactly. So he's not more experienced.
Hey guys, this is a howler. Yeah, look, it's up. Where's Johnny Evans from?
Johnny Evans.
Leicester.
No. Country.
Northern Ireland.
Northern Ireland.
Oh, what? You saw the flag in it? You thought that was English?
Yeah.
Funke.
Oh, we could do it, Johnny Evans. But yeah.
Anyway.
Lewis Dunk though. I was talking about Lewis Dunk.
It's a no from me.
Do you think it's too early for Konsa?
Yeah, he has to prove something.
I think
Konsa's
better than Mings.
I think Konsa's got the physical attributes to be a better defender, but Mings on paper.
Alright, so who's the full centre back? Connor Cody?
No, Cody.
Mate, I'd rather take Tomori than Connor Cody. I know you guys don't think he's young.
You might know Darren, bro.
He's
not going to take anyone from Italy.
You don't care what he does.
He's not going to take
him. Anyway, either way, the starting centre backs are going to be Stones and Maguire more time. Or maybe Mings and Maguire, depending.
Stones is needy.
He's needy. Do you know who your captain is?
He's arguably been the best centre back in the Premier.
Him and Diaz.
What? Your captain's Harry Maguire, man.
Ruben Diaz is Van Dijk.
Can I say something? Yeah, obviously, this is a different subject, you know. When Stone's not in the game, like, he's not playing, Diaz and Laporte don't work.
That's a flaw.
That's because of Laporte.
That's because Laporte's dead.
No.
Laporte's
dead. That's because of
Diaz. Diaz needs Stones. Stones needs Diaz.
Stones does not need Diaz.
Of course he does.
No, he doesn't, man.
Because he's been performing this whole year.
Stones, this is his best season.
Listen. Diaz doesn't need Stones.
He does, because when he's with Laporte, they lose.
No, he doesn't, bro. Diaz is
the
top.
Hey, look. John Stones has been class this season, but, like, let's be real. He's nothing without Diaz, bro.
Exactly, yeah. Man.
The thing is with Stones, he's always got error in him. He loves.
The errors are cut down. He had personal stuff behind the scenes, but Stones is a great centre back, but let's be real. The main centre back is Diaz, bro.
100%.
He is the man.
Diaz not playing for him.
Who is the fourth centre back?
We might as well.
We haven't spoken about Dyer.
I think we gotta take Tarkowski.
You know what's funny, like the Dyer thing, because David wanted to take Dyer.
That's the name. Run to the floor, bro.
Because I think that Eric Dyer's got the worst experience out of all of them, apart from maybe Harry Maguire. And I think that the rest of them are dead. The rest of them are dead.
So you think Dyer's better than Mings, Cody?
Yep.
Funke.
Do you think he's better than John
Stones? Funke! Funke! Funke, Josie, move that out. Okay, did
you get it? Do you think Eric Dyer is better than John Stones?
Yeah.
I cannot put into words how disgusted I am.
Oh,
I'm
my telling, goodness.
I'm telling you, John Stones is... I'm trying, he's dead.
You've got a vendetta.
David, are you doing this for the entertainment of the podcast? Nah, or do you believe
I genuinely think that Eric Dyer is better than John Stones.
Okay, okay, that's very interesting.
I don't even... Nah. No.
Okay, so fourth centre back, Cody? Cody?
Yeah, that's the only person that no one really...
Fourth centre back, they're not
going to... Cody's dead, man.
Bro, in the back three...
Can we take him to this guy? He's actually... In the back three, I don't think he'll be...
Bang on every Walker. I know, but he's so bang on every...
Yeah, it depends.
I think he'll be Walker, Stones and Maguire in the back.
You just need them in the squad in case of injury.
I would like to take somebody any experience though, man. I really like Konza.
Show me some strawberries, bro. All right, let's move on. Let's move on to right back. So we'll just agree that Cody goes... right back. So first choice right back. Everyone wants to agree to take
Reece James. He's definitely first choice.
Then you obviously know who follows.
Double A.
Yeah,
come on. Sure. Let's talk about Reece James though, because I'm hearing a lot on like social media and stuff saying that maybe he's gonna miss out. He's a bit young.
Nah, let me just say something in the air. People might not agree. He's the best right back in the league.
100%.
100%. I'd say, I think he's the most complete right back.
Yeah, I don't think he's proven. You know what it is, yeah? With Reece James, there's obviously Trent's better attacking, Wan-Bissaka's better defensive.
But
he's the best. Trent lacks in defence.
Yeah.
Wan-Bissaka lacks attacking, but Reece James does both.
Yeah, it's true.
And I think if we're playing 5-back, 4-back, Reece James will give us a solid 7 out of 10 every single game. Trent will go missing in some games.
If we're playing 5-back.
Wan-Bissaka. It's like, you play Trent in certain games, he'll flourish, but certain games, he'll get found out. Wan-Bissaka's the same. Like, defensively, yeah, but maybe we need a right-back who needs to be attacking. He can't do that. Reece James will do both.
No. Okay, Reece James, in terms of Kyle Walker, versatility, maybe in a 3-back.
Yeah, you've got to bring Kyle Walker, 100%.
And I think people are worried that if we play a team with a good winger, that's pacey, someone like Trent would struggle.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, he'd get found out.
Sterling skinned him.
You know what I'm saying, yeah?
I will never forget. I watched that game live.
I'm trying to remember what game you're talking about.
Was it 4-1?
Oh, yeah, I remember.
We went to the ground. Sterling killed him.
Killed him.
About 8 tacons.
Dancing. Man was zanking. Sterling did one step.
I want to space for Wan-Bissaka, though. I want to space for Wan-Bissaka.
Let's talk about that third spot then. Trent or Wan-Bissaka? Who would you take?
I want to space for Wan-Bissaka.
Hear me out.
I'm just asking Michael. Michael said that he wants Wan-Bissaka there instead.
Hear me out. If we buck France, do not play Reece James. He will get skinned by Mbappe.
Mike, say it again.
You'll get skinned.
I've got a straight shutdown for that.
Alright, cool. What's your shutdown, bro?
You play Kyle Walker, bro. If you saw what Man City did against PSG, they contained them.
Oh, no way.
Man City contained PSG.
You've got to give him a bit of accolades, man. Kyle Walker is still decent.
He's still decent.
He's brain dead, bro. Look here.
So you want to bring Wan-Bissaka for one game?
He bought it just too much.
In case we play France.
I hear what you're saying, man. But look, Kyle Walker, you just he bought it just too much.
Wan-Bissaka hasn't got a senior international cap for England.
Yeah,
he's gone. He went to the, I think it was the under-21s tournament. When I tell you, he played so bad.
I think he's considering switching to wherever
he's going
to
go. Congo. I think he's going to try to play for Congo.
I think,
you can't really leave.
I prefer Wan-Bissaka. I've always preferred Wan-Bissaka over Trent, but
you can't really leave.
I think in the modern game,
you will never
do
that.
You can't really leave.
I don't want to.
Trent's taken a dip in form this year.
He's been good.
But you've got to remember what Trent's about.
Yeah.
At one point, people were saying he's the best right back in the world.
I could have been
100%.
People were saying that.
I mean, there was one point.
When they won the Champions League,
you think so?
Yeah.
Who else in the world? Even when he won the Premier League.
I do know right back that can do both.
Huh?
Danny Carver.
You know you can be prosecuted for that.
Nah.
He's closing to retire.
Bro, you built that one up and that was not zanging.
I was gonna say Cancelo.
I can't even lie. I don't know how was it.
Let's not start.
Anyway, anyway. So yeah, Trent. I think as well with the way England play.
Zero ball. No.
lads, with the way England play as well, I think Trent with the whipping and crosses. It suits the way England play, so I think you take Trent over Wan-Bissaka.
Harry Kane's gonna feed off that.
Yeah.
Our nine defenders.
Defenders are Luke Shaw, Chilwell, Maguire, Stones, Mings, Cody, Kyle Walker, Reece James, and Trent. That's 10, isn't it? Or am I bugging?
Say that again. I lost
Tommy.
Track.
Tommy, edit this.
No, it's not. It's not.
No,
bro, pattern up, man. Pattern
it's 10 because you did. You did Carl Walker.
It's got words.
No, it's nine. I've got it on my screen. What's here. This? So we've got Luke Shaw, Chilwell, Maguire, Stones, Mings, Cody, Kyle Walker, Reece James, and Trent. That's nine.
Quick question. That I know he's injured. I just want to know where's Justin for Leicester? What country is he from?
James Justin.
He's English. But he tore his ACL.
Out for the season.
He's a player, but I don't think he would have been in contention. The thing is, with England, the right back and left back is a hard place to get into.
Hundreds.
Hard place right now.
Especially right backs. We're really over.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll move on to the midfields now. Who has to go?
Declan Rice.
Declan Rice.
Jordan Pickford.
What?
I mean, Jordan Henderson.
There's a couple hours coming from your side.
Mason Mount has to go.
All right, Declan Rice.
Henderson.
I think.
Henderson if he's.
I'll start with Declan Rice.
Henderson's not coming. He's injured.
He's out. He might be ready.
He's out for the whole season, bro.
Jordan Henderson
has to go.
Okay, Declan Rice, why is he a fundamental in that English team?
He's sublime. He's only good CDM, bro.
And I don't even rate him that much.
I don't really know what he's about. I think he's quality, man.
Every time I watch him against United, I don't hear pim from him.
I hear that, but
he's poor.
In general,
I think he's a great player, and especially with injuries.
He's already option.
You have to play him CDM. He's
100%. He's already option.
But Mason Mount, 100. I could say he's arguably England's best midfielder this year. Facts. The performances he's been putting in. David, talk to me. Why are you looking at that?
Best midfielder.
So who's better than him?
What English midfielder has a better season than Mason Mount?
Are we cutting?
No.
You know what?
Playing wing.
Tell him no.
Class Foden as a midfielder for this conversation.
Even still, Mount is still.
Mount puts in at least an 8 out of 10 every single game.
Pause.
Foden, listen.
Can I explain the point before you, man? Jump on to
exactly.
Foden. Are you going to let me? Thank you. Foden, he's an exceptional talent, and he has a higher ceiling than Mason Mount. Don't get me twisted. What he's done at his age is amazing. But Mason Mount, I don't think you understand. I watch him week in, week out. This guy does unreal stuff. He leads. He plays for the badge. He's the first man on the team sheet. Even for England, I wouldn't be surprised if he's second after Harry Kane. Mason Mount has to start.
Second half, nah, bro.
What do you mean by that? The second half.
So I'm saying in Southgate, the second name on the team sheet every single game.
Oh yeah, Mason Mount.
Wait,
it is,
why?
Bro.
What? Nah, man, you lot are overrating him, man. He's a great player. So you're trying to tell me that Mason Mount is better than Phil Foden?
I never said that.
I said right now he's not. Mason Mount trumps Foden every single day in midfield.
Are we going to count Byron as a winger? Foden's more of a winger.
Foden's not playing. Mason Mount's been a better midfielder because Foden hasn't been playing midfield this season.
The reason why I think
that's understandable.
That's why you say it's understandable.
The reason why I rate Mount highly over Foden
as a midfielder. As a midfielder, taking it. Yeah, exactly.
The reason why.
That's what I'm saying. Foden's a better player.
Like he's more technically gifted. He's more technically gifted. But let's be real. Who actually holds the team down? As in, if Foden's not playing, Man City could still win. In my opinion.
Whoa, that's facts.
No, it's true.
Foden doesn't start every match. What's the reason?
No. I'll tell you this.
Mount starts every match under any manager.
That's because Pep rotates,
though. This is a controversial statement. Mount will walk into any midfield in the world right now, in my opinion.
Stop right there! Stop right there!
What you trying to get into? What you trying to start right now?
I'm not mad at that. Hold on, bros.
Where does he play in my midfield? Tell me.
He'll go over Gundogan.
I rate Mount, bro. Gundogan, no, I can't lie. Michael knows.
Listen, quick bold statement, this is a quick one. Gundogan's had a season.
Gundogan.
Hey Tommy, keep that in, bro.
Has been the best midfielder in the league this season.
Better than Kevin De Bruyne.
100 million percent.
Fernandes.
No. Ayo, it's true. Actually,
in Michael's defense, David, in Michael's defense, I'm not swapping Mount in that Chelsea team for Gundogan.
Personally.
If someone said to me, it doesn't make sense. Even if I'm a Chelsea,
I don't think guys take him Mount.
You don't take him Mount.
Do you watch Mount like daily? Regularly.
No, he hasn't seen it.
I've watched Greenwood and he's been media this whole season.
Who? Why are we talking about Greenwood? He's trying to be cute.
Yeah, he's trying to be cute.
It's alright, you're deflecting. But anyway, Phil Foden definitely is.
Phil Foden's definitely
generational talent, but I'm just saying, in terms of England's midfield, Mason Mount has to be there. Declan Rice.
Let's World Cup. He starts over him all day. You'll start with him in midfield.
You're not giving any context.
I'll give you the context, bro. In 2 years, Kevin De Bruyne, obviously, he would have went a bit. He would have went like a bit deeper. Deep line playmaker. No, he's not your midfielder. Deep line playmaker. And Foden will be their main number 10.
Cross match.
But what you're not understanding is we're saying Mason Mount more as a number 8.
Wait, Kovacic, bro.
Anyway. I don't think Phil Foden can do that 8.
No way.
You haven't seen it, man.
I can't believe you're saying
that Gundogan had a better season than Pogba.
That doesn't make sense.
I'll tell you shit. That's three howlers. Hey, leave
you
the pod.
You might say good ones had a better season.
Bro.
Pogba's not even your best midfielder this year, man.
Hey, look, you had me at first. You guys have a better this season.
Pogba's been the best midfielder in the league this year.
Bro, different conversation, man.
Your boy's Pogba's
arguably been the best.
Don't say arguably.
Arguably,
he's been the best.
Who's this?
Pogba's been the best. He's a Man United fan. He doesn't agree with
bro.
Who's had a better season than Pogba this season?
Gundogan.
Oh my goodness. Why, bro? Why?
Because he's actually came through when.
I'm not lying. Mason Mount's had a better season than Pogba.
If he hasn't scored, he didn't score anything else.
Bro, Mason Mount's had a better season than Pogba.
What?
He has.
Are you stupid?
Fernandes, but Pogba's not really.
Have you seen the way Pogba's been influencing our games?
Come on, bro. Mount's involved in every. Without even looking
minimum
at
8 out of 10. Mount. That's what. I don't even think he's never going to
United fan, Max, man. You're not United.
No, real talk.
Ferreira. The thing is,
my guys, you support United. Yeah, I say to them, that you football world isn't world class.
Pogba has been better than.
We're talking about England. I love Pogs.
We're talking about England.
Biasness.
All right, so we've got Declan Rice, Mason Mount, Henderson, if he's fit, I think the captain, the leadership that he'll bring to the team.
How many DMs are you trying to bring?
We'll get onto that. So three main ones are them three.
Madison.
Now there's a few in contention. So no, we all agree Grealish should go.
Is he a wing? Oh, he's a winger or midfielder?
I mean, he's definitely
a he's a winger, but we can take him in the midfield.
The same as Foden.
Mount was the more of an eagle one, and Grealish was the one that was bombing forward. Like, he was a bit deep in that, near Mount, but not next to him. You see what I'm saying? And Grealish is the one that scored.
But do we agree Grealish goes?
Of course.
So let's put Grealish and Foden just in the midfield category, just for the sake of, even though they'll play out wide.
So that makes it five.
Yeah, so we've got Henderson, Rice, Mount, Foden, Grealish. Yeah. Now we need some more centre mid slash DMs. Let's talk about them first.
Centre mid.
So centre mids, we've got the likes of Bellingham there, Ward Prowse, Calvin Phillips, Madison. Out of them, who has
Madison's more Madison?
I can't lie, man. Ward Prowse and Madison, man.
Ward Prowse.
The reason I think Ward Prowse, we spoke about it previously, is when you've got someone that's classed as the best set piece taker in the world, is it a bad option to bring him?
No, it's not.
The way England play, corners, free kicks,
Maguire and them and Stones.
I feel like I feel like Madison has to go based on that.
Deserves it.
110%. I see what you man is saying. Yeah. Grealish plays the position, Foden plays the position.
No, but he could. Correct me if I'm wrong, guys.
He can play 8.
Can he play 8? I swear he can play
8.
That's the basic. Based on their 4-1-4-1, he can play 8. But.
But yeah, Ward Prowse, I think because he's the captain of Southampton, he's got a good head on him. I think he has to go. So that's 6. If we take Ward Prowse.
Yeah, cool.
What about Calvin Phillips? If Declan Rice gets injured, who's going to be doing the deal?
Has to be.
He's the most composed for me. Like,
Declan Rice is starting.
We're playing a 4-3-3. He's very good in that
David,
position. He's very good in that.
You're giving dirty looks. Talk to us about Phillips.
He doesn't rate Calvin Phillips.
He's only one though.
But he rates McTominay.
Who? Sorry, say that again, Michael.
Huh?
What did you just say?
I'm saying he's the only one. If he gets injured, he's the only one.
I don't rate him, but if Declan Rice,
you said something there as if Calvin Phillips and McTominay.
No, I'm not saying anything. Just
McTominay's good.
I know.
Yeah, exactly.
So why did you bring him in?
Yeah,
because
it's alright. It's alright.
He's at his level.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah.
So go on. Who
was
speaking?
David. So now we. So we got 7. So who else is in contention really? Let's throw in just for the sake of it. Saka into the midfield. Do we take Saka?
My goodness, he's not coming. He's not coming.
I'm saying in the midfield category because of his versatility.
You man,
I'm even like Saka's meaty. He's not his best season.
As a winger, I rate him, but as a midfielder,
I'm saying the wingers are going.
Saka can play midfield.
The Grealish is the Foden's.
Hey yo, bro. Saka can actually play the midfield. No, bro.
No, he's not overrated.
I don't even like Arsenal.
He's their best player, bro.
But Saka actually can play midfield.
If England play a back three, I'm saying left wing back or somewhere like that.
Still.
I don't care.
How old is he?
I don't care how old he is.
Nah, man, you're being too
so
hard.
He doesn't get into the squad at all.
Saka. No! He's like 12.
Right, is he?
I like him, but the way Arsenal fans gas, as if I'm hearing Foden, Greenwood and Saka are the top three best youngers in the league.
Saka does back it up with his stats though.
But they are though.
I'd probably put Reece James.
Reece James is above Saka.
How old is he again?
Mason Mount is over 20, he's 22 now, so he's not considered a youth.
We're doing under 22.
See the top 10.
Under 21s, man. How's man saying under 22? Is that even a category? Anyway.
They weren't rating him, bro.
Alright, cool. So
under Lampard, I didn't rate him. And still, I'll stick to that.
Okay, so the three, we need to pick two out of these, let's say four. Jude Bellingham. Who else have we got? Madison. You know who forgot?
Oh.
Lingard.
Jesse Lingard.
I like Jay Links.
Someone said they cut him.
We got to take Jay Links.
No, he's a midfielder.
We got to take Jay Links.
Yeah,
Madison. He was good last tournament as well.
Yeah.
He banged. We should take Jay Links.
So Jude Bellingham. What were we saying about Jude Bellingham?
I want to take him. He's not experienced. You see, for me,
26.
If we're just taking him, me, I would love to take Jude Bellingham though. But he's cold. He brings
you know what
different.
England don't have? They don't have a powerhouse.
He brings something like different Jude Bellingham's to the team,
that,
bro.
That physical box.
I would
to
like
box.
To take him. I
love this.
I would like to take Jude Bellingham, bro.
He
brings something different. He's very good.
With a 26-man squad, is it not worth maybe sneaking him in instead of?
Let's see what we're saying.
Let me just explain something. In this midfield, we've already got Mount that can be attacking, Foden, Grealish, Jesse Lingard, Madison as well, over someone that can maybe do a box to box.
That's a lot of attacking midfield.
Because you've said we've got bare attackers, Bellingham was the actual eight out of everyone.
He can even, if we wasn't playing a pivot, he can even play a pivot, bro. Mount
can do it, but he can do attacking. But we need, it's good to have someone an actual eight.
But don't get me wrong, Madison is amazing. I feel it's harsh on him not to bring him.
That's what I mean.
No, he's definitely, for me, he's 100% coming, man.
Madison, right. What else does
I think Southgate has to
do? Bellingham, you're going to have to wait to the World Cup. You're going to have to wait to the World Cup.
Yeah, Bellingham. It's all right. He's young. He's 18, isn't
it? And like I said before,
Ward Prowse is at 8, right?
Yeah. Like I said before about Jude Bellingham, I think people say that he performed in the Champions League, but I feel like that was a stage because it was a platform for him to show his talents. He was able to put in a good performance against Man City. No one expected anything.
Yeah.
But World Cup now, if Southgate picks him, all eyes on, why did Southgate bring him? Let's see him perform.
Yeah.
First game he gets put in, makes a mistake, could be detrimental for him.
It's survival of the fittest, bro.
I wish we had Jamal Mazzini.
It's true. Alright, cool. So I think we've got our 9 midfielders, so we'll run through them. Declan Rice, Hendo, being that he's fit, Mason Mount, Grealish, Foden, Ward-Prowse, Jesse Lingard, Calvin Phillips and Madison.
That's
9. Yeah. Okay, so now we've done 9-9-3. That's 21. So we can bring 5 attackers.
In order,
Harrison Kane. He has to go.
Why are you adding a bit of jazz to people's names? Just say Harry Kane. What's wrong with you? Okay, Harry Kane.
Just think about flops.
So you're scared,
Harrison Kane. Okay, Harry Kane, yep. Start off for England. Cool. No questions. Rashford, Sterling, I think they're givens.
And then Sancho.
Okay, this is where it gets interesting. So, a lot of people are saying they don't think Sancho makes the cut, but you know, I don't know if you man watched that Dortmund semi-final the other day.
That guy was playing in League 2 and he's about 30 something, man. Bro. He was out playing League 2.
When he was playing, he was making man them drop to the ground. You need a winger.
Was it not a League 2 team?
Wait, which semi are we talking
about? Hold on, that's it was in the Deutsche
Pokal.
Are we talking about Sancho?
They played in like their
equivalent to FA Cup. Oh, man.
Next thing. Okay, this is going to be the main debate. So we've got 4.
Greenwood.
So this is the last position.
Nah, man.
Lads. Lads, we don't have space. I don't know if you know numbers.
Wait. This is why you let me land and don't get excited.
Okay, go on.
3 strikers because Foden and Grealish are going to play wing.
So you're saying no Sancho? You haven't even done the maths. We'll come back to you.
I think
no Sancho.
Rashford and Sterling. Because we've got 4 wingers, bro.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
We've got 4 wingers already.
But Rashford can play as a striker, though.
Yeah.
I know that.
Wait, hold on. When people say Rashford can play striker, I don't believe he can't play low line like that.
I'll take away Madison or Lingard because they're the same position.
Lingard's
been on form and he's got World Cup experience.
Madison's
a great player, but for me, Jesse Lingard's better for England.
Bro, We've never seen
he had an amazing
Has Madison ever played for the senior team like that? Or is it just for a couple
caps? He's got a cap. A
couple caps. Huh?
He's got a couple caps.
They're already off the bench.
In friendlies. Anyway, let's talk about the five, and then we can discuss if you want to take a midfielder away and put another striker.
Is it Sancho?
So let's talk about.
No,
you
said
you played the other day.
I didn't hear you guys.
Oh, you're not listening. So yeah, we'll go into the last striker. First class, first choice, second striker. We've got option of three, I would say. Danny Ings, Calvert-Lewin, or Greenwood. Who do we think? For me personally, I'll take Calvert-Lewin. And the reason I'll take Calvert-Lewin is because
he bangs for England, you
he's just hungry.
Calvert-Lewin,
and he's a target man. If Harry Kane gets injured and we've got set piece takers, you're 1-0 down. You want to bring on someone big.
I'll be so real. If Harry Kane's injured, I'll just slap Rashford up top. Rather than having Calvert-Lewin.
No, but what I'm trying to say,
I hear what you're saying there, because
if Harry Kane gets injured,
bare crosses and Calvert-Lewin crosses.
I know.
Calvert-Lewin's the perfect guy for
we don't play now.
That's like a.
I'm not saying he starts. It's an option.
Yeah, I know.
If Ryan was the manager, would have brought on Greenwood, didn't it?
So
you know what, yeah. You know what, yeah. Right, cool. These past couple weeks, I'm not even the biggest advocate. But I've seen him play number nine against some good teams, and he's actually played very well. Greenwood has actually played well.
So you would take Greenwood over Dominic Calvert-Lewin?
I would definitely take. You lot might laugh. I don't care.
Ollie Watkins?
Yes. I'll take Ollie Watkins.
Nah, he's a player, but I'll take him over Greenwood.
I won't bring him, but he's over Greenwood. He's had a better season than him.
It's a good shout.
Nah, I'm going to lie, it's a good shout.
Yes.
Don't sleep on Greenwood.
Everyone in that England squad
says that Greenwood's the second best finisher in the team.
Yeah, but...
Why would you take Ollie Watkins?
Has had a better season than him, no?
Okay, but he starts every game. Greenwood.
I know someone that said Greenwood is the best finisher they've played with. You know?
What can Ollie Watkins
and he's played
do?
With many
players. Like, he's done his thing.
We'll get on to that.
So you take Ollie Watkins over Danny Ings?
No, I'm not saying that. Because people mention Greenwood. I'm saying Ollie Watkins is over Greenwood. I won't take Ollie Watkins to the Euros, but I'm saying he's over Greenwood.
He's a good shout.
Let's talk about Danny Ings though, just for the sake of it. Why wouldn't he make the cut?
I don't know, what's his numbers for Southampton?
He's so injury prone.
He's a beta.
He's 16.
He won't be playing all the time. He's very good off the bench. We have seen it for England. Danny Ings is good off the bench. He's had his impact for the World Cup. And he's quick off the ball. You know what's funny?
Obviously, we play these dead teams, but all these men, yeah, when they play for England, they manage to bag bare goals, you know.
It's the weird ones, bro. They just get...
San Marino.
Yeah. All right, cool. So, we've got our squad complete. Are we happy or do we want to swap, add another striker for Madison?
You said Madison was still in there, innit?
Yeah. We can swap him for another striker.
Madison and Lingard.
Yeah.
And Foden and Mount.
So we got two strikers then.
Because remember, Southgate's got 26 man now, not 23. Yeah, so it bolsters the squad.
No, but you see what I'm saying, yeah. Madison, what's his name? Lingard. Is Madison actually going to come off this bench?
It's an option.
I think we should.
No, but if Mason Mount gets injured, I'd play Madison. Yeah, because I feel like Madison can do the eight.
He can do the eight.
The only other person that does it is the
Ward Prowse,
but he's not as attacking.
Yeah, true.
Do you know what I mean? If you've got Hendo and Rice there, you want someone a bit more attacking. Okay, cool. Let's run through the squad. Who we've got? So in goal, we've got Pope, Henderson, Pickford. In defence, we've got Luke Shaw, Chilwell, Maguire, Stones, Mings, Cody, Walker, Trent, Reece James. In the midfield, we've got Declan Rice, Henderson, Mount, Lingard, Madison, Calvin Phillips. Have I said Ward Prowse? Can't remember. Lingard. Foden, Grealish. And then our front five, we've got Sancho, Kane, Rashford, Sterling, and Dominic Calvert-Lewin. So, let's talk about what formation do you think suits England best? Obviously, it will change game to game, but just for the sake of.
So let's put it, if we're playing a real, for example, Croatia.
Yeah, let's say our first game, Croatia. Yeah. How would you set up?
I think we would still play 4-3-3 because we played them. We played them not too long ago. Well, we played 4-3-3 again.
4-3-3 with what?
4-2-3-1.
We're
gonna
play 4-2-3-1, 2 DMs.
That's alright. 4-2-3-1.
1 DM.
I would say 1 DM. I would say 1 DM, but whoever's the other 8, come back in.
Hey, let's let Michael and Ryan have their little moment. Their love language. Oh, let us know when you're back. Alright, cool. Alright, let's just say 4-3-3 with 1 DM. Should I say?
Yeah.
Alright, in goal.
Dean Henderson.
Yes, sir.
Against Croatia.
Yes.
Yeah.
Over Pickford.
Definitely. Yeah. I think he deserves to put to get put in an environment
not,
where
not that he doesn't deserve it. He's better keeper.
Oh yeah. Let me just say that
he's actually a good shot stopper. To in all fairness, and he's got
okay, cool. Dean Henderson in goal. First choice left back. Sure.
Yeah, Lucio.
Centre backs Maguire and who?
Maguire and Stones.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, bro. Okay.
Mike's is dumb. Go on, carry on, man. Do you take it?
Ready?
So,
okay, right back.
Reece James.
Yeah. You man are silly. Anyway, cool. Holding midfielder, Rice.
Or
Henderson if he's fit.
Let's just say hypothetically everyone in the squad's fit.
Henderson starts.
That's why I thought you should play a 4-2-3-1 because he could play Henderson and Declan Rice as a two holder.
Henderson can carry the ball as well.
And then you let the attackers do what they need to do.
Exactly. Henderson can carry the ball well.
Because Croatia's midfield is quite good.
They got Brozovic.
I think let's stick to what we're doing. Let's do the 4-3-3.
Yeah, have a 10 of Jesse Lingard.
I think.
I don't know if he starts.
Let's just do 4-3-3 like we said, yeah? So holding, let's just say Henderson's back, but he's not match fit, let's just say, because that's probably going to be the scenario.
Yeah.
So let's say Declan Rice holding.
Yeah. Hey, guys.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
Right. If you know Michael, you know. Anyway, two centre mids.
Mason Mount.
And who's the other centre mid?
See,
I think this is where it comes to me. I'll probably be greedish.
Maybe Calvin Phillips. I feel like he's maybe the.
Calvin Phillips starting.
Not starting.
What?
Not starting.
Can you just hear me out while I'm saying this? Starting. It will give Mount a bit more freedom.
For me, playing two DMs, then it's not
Madison.
I'd rather play Madison.
For me,
that's very attacking.
For me, I feel like Mount could be the one who's a bit deeper. Yeah, that's what I was saying originally. Yeah, I feel like Mount's best position is an 8, but he's the one who's like a bit deeper, because he can spray
okay,
balls.
Okay, let's say Rice.
Box to box,
but so I would say that I would have to be Grealish as the other one, you know?
Nah, Grealish is better out wide than
he could go for the left, if he started.
I know what you mean, but I think he's
better on the left wing.
Alright,
let's just say. But remember, it's Croatia. Croatia's midfield is Modric, Kovacic. They're keeping that.
And Brozovic is way.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe someone that's a bit more defensive.
Now I hear you. Are we gonna say that Henderson's?
Should we just say Henderson's fit? Let's put Henderson, Rice, and Mount.
Henderson, Mount, and Rice.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
We should do that, bro.
Henderson, Mount, and Rice.
Yeah, bro. We have to.
That's true.
This guy got the D squared cap. Now it feels like he's a man, isn't it?
Gone clear.
Calm down.
All right, cool. So that's the
now front three. This is where let's all go around and say our front three, and then at the end we'll discuss it. Yeah. All
right.
For me, no one seems to agree with me, but I'd put Grealish on the left, Harry Kane up top, and Sterling on the right.
That's
what I would do. Ryan, what would you do?
Harry Kane up top. I think that's. I'd have to sacrifice Grealish. Foden has to start.
Yeah.
So Foden on the right. Grealish and Foden don't work, so I'm gonna put Rashford. He's had a better season than Sterling. Yeah. I can't let
you. I'm the same as Ryan.
So am I. That's my front three.
Yeah, dude. Same.
What about you, Max?
That front three stank. I'm going with Wesley. That front three stank. Rashford from the left.
This is Sterling, isn't it?
Same thing.
Sterling on the right, but for England, he's
look here. We need someone that's going to cross the ball. Oh. I rush from the left. Everyone under the... Everyone on the wall knows what he's going to do, fam. Everyone knows. Robin. He's going to cut in on his left.
Mahrez, Robin.
Oh,
everyone knows what it works.
And he doesn't do it to great fruition like Mahrez or the other man. So look, we're going to go...
Michael, who's your front three?
Same as yours, bro.
No, not you. Sorry.
I was same as everyone else's. Rashford on the left, Kane up top, and Foden on the right.
Okay, so in a predicament here. So we all agree Harry Kane.
Mm-hmm. So well, it's not predicament. 3-2, bro.
No, yeah. But we can discuss it. No, or should we just end the podcast? No,
do you think you should end the podcast?
So Rashford over Grealish.
Yeah.
You know what it is? I would love Grealish and Foden to stop.
Like, for me, do you man know how hard Grealish is?
Foden is a bad boy this season.
Grealish and Foden, it's going to be the same thing constantly. They're going to both be cutting this up when we need whips into the box. See what I'm saying?
Grealish is so flary.
Really we need like that though. Grealish doesn't really cross.
Can I just say,
in fact, what the hell? He always cuts in. He always cuts in.
That's
why we're like, saying we need one man to cross.
But he does it better than Rashford.
That's why we say we need one
man to cross. No, but you've got two different players.
Yeah,
where,
does,
and you can't play both.
Oh man, you bias again.
Now he Rashford, no, Grealish. You can't be the difference between Grealish. Like now, it depends on how Kane
plays. Crosses looks like he's shooting, bro.
Because like you see Grealish, he does the whole cutting in, like he's very free roaming. Yes,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But Rashford's prolific. He's just there, just ready to do a man down and get the balls for us. Do you know what I'm saying?
He looks like
he's having Kane and Rashford, who will potentially get our goals, I think that's a good look. And then Foden, just let Foden do his thing on the right.
Because Foden sometimes goes into a 10.
You're telling me Foden has to start for England every single 100%. Game.
But bro, hold on.
Maybe not every game.
No, but he starts.
Bro, you can't imagine the season he's been having.
Bro, look, are you going to have two wingers that are both cutting inside, though? Don't you want one that's to just whip it?
That's why I was saying Sterling on the right.
Sterling.
Yeah, but Rashford can make
it. But what we're saying is that England's football, though?
But that's really? Exactly. That's how they play.
Really. So that's what I'm saying. That's why you're playing Foden, then, if it's England, not English football.
No, but he's always playing, you want someone to cross. They don't really even play like that.
Personally, me, I don't want none. I want us to play nice football. You just know us. You're just going to stop.
Yeah, but remember. All right, so cool. We'll agree with that. So on the left, you're saying Rashford.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? This season has probably been his best for numbers, but I don't really see how he's had a good season. If that makes sense.
But Sterling ain't scored since what?
Sterling's having a shocker right now.
Sterling ain't scored in time.
This season about Sterling, I'll tell you something about Sterling this season.
Yeah.
Sterling would have banged it. Oh, come on, that was the best season. He would have banged it.
All right, we're gonna have to agree to disagree, but for the sake of the votes, Rashford on the left, and then we're saying Foden on the right.
Yeah, Sarisky.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's it. Cool.
So or if you want the whole winger team, put Foden on the left, Rashford on the right.
Rashford on the right.
They alternate.
I know Rashford's not really good on the right, but it's
he's terrible on the right.
Put Sterling on the right.
Did you know
he's Sancho on the list?
It's like he's doing knuckleballs into the box, bro. He can't be playing on the right. No.
Anyway.
Oh, let's go with what you're saying.
It was a valiant attempt, Ryan, to try and change up, but no. So we'll go through the starting lineup again. We'll have Henderson in goal, left back Shaw, centre backs Maguire, Stones, right back James, CDM Rice, Henderson and Mount, centre mids, left wing Rashford, up top Harry Kane, and on the right Phil Foden. Let us know in the comments what your starting 11 would be and who your 26 man squad would be. I'm sure you would have picked up on David's howlers, but let us know if you saw any other howlers. But yeah, until next time.
Big up the code.
See you guys.
Go.